Do you want to start us off, Catherine, or am I?
Okay, hold on, give me a second.
Okay.
Okay.
Do your thing, girl.
Okay. 3, 2, 1. Oh wait, actually no, you do it.
Hello everybody and welcome to episode 6 of the Talk Stop Show. And today we have a very special guest, our first ever guest with us. Hello, sir.
Hey, yo.
What's your name?
What's your name?
How do you present yourself to people?
So the first thing you know about me is I'm Asian and you pull a V in the Mies accent.
He's Filipino.
He's Filipino.
Anyways, hi, my name is Lay and I'm very happy to be here with Kat and Marcus.
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you ever been on a podcast before?
I actually haven't, now that I think about it.
Really?
No, I've listened to a lot of podcasts, but not ever been in one, surprisingly.
Damn, well, welcome.
Well, welcome to your first ever podcaster.
Getting your foot in the door. Foot in the door, starting a podcast.
Oh, yeah.
So, Marcus, what are we talking about today?
Well, today, first, we're going to present how we introduce ourselves to him and how we met him and how we got to know him a bit. Yeah. And then after that, we are actually leading into some juicy relationship questions.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. So, Catherine, do you want to tell the audience how exactly we met this kind, sir?
It was so interesting. So, it was at university, and I was studying on campus, and I was like, you know what? I have a 2-hour block. I have time to study, and I needed to because, you know, your girl was falling a little bit behind. But these people sat on my table. You know, avoided all cues of wanting to be logged in. I had my headphones in. I had my laptop in front of me and I was ba 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 ba. But then you know what? I took it as an opportunity to meet new friends. And then, yeah, they talked about Japanese stuff. And I said, you know what? I got to participate. Got to participate for my people. And yeah, he speaks Japanese.
Yeah.
Nihongo ga shaberimasu.
Nihongo jozu ne?
Hey, sequoia. See ya. Yeah. Okay. Anyway.
That's not my language.
So now here we are, and we went a little coffee chat all together, mm-hmm. And now, oh my God, you passed,
yeah, passed the test. He passed the test.
Welcome.
He is here. He was cool enough to come on.
There was a test.
There was a test.
There was a test.
See how, that's how good we are at our test. We don't make you notice it's a test.
Right. No, we've been watching your every move.
Yep.
Since. And kind mm-hmm. of evaluating you.
Yeah.
And you've scored pretty high so far.
You know camera. You know the cameras like on the streets? I managed to hack into those.
Yeah, yeah. TBC cameras. CCTV cameras.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. So,
every move.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah.
Well, the pleasure's all mine.
Do you regret being here now, or are you still happy to be here? Watch what you say.
I'll say it right now. I don't care who the CRA sends. I'm not paying my taxes. I'm not extending my insurance. I am legal, by the way. So it's completely fine. No, it's a pleasure to be here. Honestly, I like the atmosphere. It's really cozy. Very like starting from the bottom. We're going to get to the top.
That's very humble setup too.
Drake reference.
Started from the bottom. Now we're here.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, guys, have you guys ever had some embarrassing dating relationship stories?
Oh God. Lay, start us off.
Where do I begin? Where do we start?
Start from the beginning.
All right, man. We're real. Oh, 100%. Just before we continue forward, I am in my first year of uni compared to these two old people.
But wow,
second year.
You're still old.
I haven't even started.
It is what it is. But no, yeah, I will admit, in high school, I wasn't really into dating as I used to be, just more asocial, kind of like a nerd. So, you know, all those typical interests like anime, video games, and all stuff like that. So I never really thought that, you know, I'd want to date someone, maybe if they shared those interests. But I mean, with like my mindset back then, a woman who's into that type of thing, nah.
Did not exist in your head.
100%. It's a myth. It's a folklore. But yeah, I mean, I've been getting more open to dating towards the end and up till now. But I think it's been it's kind of interesting. I will admit, it was pretty interesting.
Yeah. It opened up the world to you. You know, you got introduced to the world.
Oh, 100%. Yes.
Well, what about you, Marcus? You scored yourself a girlfriend. And
I did. And I love her very much.
Don't know how, but, you know.
Hey.
Cop the bag.
Listen here.
He didn't fumble.
Listen, all right. I have no comments to say that. Yeah, I've had some very embarrassing experiences though. You know, took a while before I got confident in actually scoring a woman, I guess you could say, or claiming.
We want the juicy stuff though. What's your embarrassing moment?
Spill the tea, Marcus.
You look back on it, you're like, shouldn't have done it.
Honestly, it was first date. Well, first of all, this proves that I was new to the dating scene. My idea of a date was going to the cinema and watching a movie. My first ever date I did.
Hot take.
Not a good first date.
No, not a good first date at all. I agree with you. Horrible.
You cannot even get to know the
person. That's correct. Absolutely correct. It was my first ever date. Listen, I did not know what I was doing. Okay.
So.
All right. So that was like.
Wait, what'd you watch?
What did we watch?
What did you watch?
We watched what I wanted to watch.
No, Larry!
Oh, God!
It wasn't even
what
she
wanted. You didn't even let her
pick?
No. Oh, my God. That's so, not a man's girl.
It was actually the first ever, I think it was like Iron Man. When it like, you know, the first Iron Man that came out. And
it's a niche topic.
Yeah.
Niche movie.
So like, I love superheroes. I love Marvel. Mm. So for me, that was like, yeah, it's a great like movie to go watch. But I didn't even ask her if she enjoys that type of movie or not.
You just said it.
I just said, hey, let's go watch Iron Man, right? And she's like, okay, sure. That's
what she said. Down for it.
You know what? So, because I feel like the guys sometimes they need to be the one that's decisive because women tend to not be decisive. Hot take, but hey, I'm just saying.
In 2025, man.
Bro. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Hello.
At least every relationship that I have been in, it's always been do whatever you want. It's always been like that, you know? I'll ask her, what do you want to go eat? She's like, I don't know, you pick. Where do you want to go? I don't know, you pick. I don't know what to wear half the time. That's what they say.
It's because, you know what that is, though? Girls just want to be treated like a little princess. They want to be like, treat me. Tell me what we're doing. Treat me like wifey. Well,
see, I did not know that at first. So. Yeah. So essentially, that was like my first date experience. Okay. And then,
but why was it awkward?
It was just
Were
awkward.
Were you just awkward?
Because I was like trying
you can be
to
awkward.
Like. I can be very awkward.
Aren't we all?
No, I would just say like because I was trying to like grab her hand, but then she actually moved her hand.
So then, hold on,
hold on. Ouch. So then I went to go reach for popcorn instead. Oh. I saved it.
Cover story.
Yeah, I saved it by going to get popcorn. But yeah, it was like pretty embarrassing, you know, like trying to do that. I don't know. I tried to make
a first move and it,
backfired.
Fumbled.
Big time. And then after the movie, it's like, so what do you want to do now? It's like, do you want to drive me home? So that's all she told me. Yeah.
She told you that?
Yeah.
Wow.
And then I drove her home and never talked to her again.
Okay. Well, yeah. There you go. Yeah. Wow. Unsuccessful.
Definitely not successful.
Right.
Yeah.
What about you, Lay?
So... You two might not actually believe this, but I've actually never been on a date before.
No.
Or, well, yeah, no, not really. I mean, I've been with group outings, and I guess, like, some girls, surprisingly, like, try to talk with me. But I've never really been on those, I guess, you know, like, me, you, just the two of us, we can make it if we try type of dates.
Okay.
I've never really been on those. It more is just, like, especially in high school, it's just like, hey, class is over, I want to do something, hop in. But yeah, okay. No.
A classic hangout.
Yeah. A classic hangout.
But it
hangout.
Didn't move past that.
Oh, 100%. It's more like just the group. The group dynamic. It was never like we're trying to make it romantic. We're trying to get down and dirty, maybe. No, it's never been like that. I've never had it like that.
Is there a reason for that?
Well, see, it's kind of weird because honestly, and I don't know if I only speak for myself, but when I'm hanging out one-on-one, mm-hmm. I tend to think I act very differently than in a group. Because I feel there's certain things and there's certain humors, there's certain jokes you can't make, there's certain actions you probably shouldn't do.
Really?
Oh yeah, 100%.
Hot take.
What hot take? How is that a hot take?
Because
everything's
like,
a hot take.
Right? I feel like you should be yourself no matter what, in a group setting.
They gotta like you for
like,
who you are.
Alone, one-to-one with someone.
Yeah, but at the same time, it's like, not even really romantic. You can't exactly... just be yourself and not expect some response. Like, certain friends will agree with certain jokes, like dark humor.
Oh,
like, dark humor. You can't just throw, like, some, like, wild joke at someone you just met. But if you knew someone for a long time, then you might as well just throw it out there. Might give them your SIN.
So, it's what I call that is still being yourself, but not showing all of yourself.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So it's like you're slowly opening the door to who you actually are. Like Catherine, at first, she was a normal person. We actually thought she was cool.
What do you mean?
And then as we got to know her, we were like, ooh, okay, yeah, she's something.
Yeah, the other day, we were playing with our friends, Super Smash Bros.
Yeah.
And like Marcus had this character where he's like throwing his like little kids or whatever. And I was like, dude, why are you throwing
context? Whoa! I'm just throwing kids? Context. Yeah,
take the baby.
There's a character. I forget the name of the character, but there's a character in Super Smash Bros. That
inserted
has kids.
In the video now. Bah!
Boom.
Okay. Yes, it has like little minions slash kids.
It does look like minions.
It looks like. Huh?
Were you playing Pikmin?
That would make sense.
It's the little guy with a big nose and
the
he
helmet.
Has...
Yeah.
Yes, that guy.
So Pikmin. There you go.
So he's like throwing these little things, right?
Yeah.
And I'm like, Marcus, stop throwing your kids around.
Pause.
So this goes to show you can be yourself and still be, you know, my gosh, you can be in a relationship. If they truly care about you, they will stick with you. Because look at it. I'm here today. And I still have friends, even though I'm a little weird sometimes.
All right, I have a question.
What's up?
Do you think right person, wrong time is a thing?
100%. Yeah, I actually do.
I do.
100%.
Yeah, I've had that.
Because like when I was in high school, my first boyfriend is my current boyfriend, but it wasn't a continuous story. We met and we were like 12 years old, okay? We would hold each other's hands and like go around the school track and field or eat lunch together. Like very innocent. We're just friends, right? But we had some sort of like crush on each other. But then, you know, like he moved to Alberta and like I didn't have any contact with him for 6 years. And then bam, 6 years later, we end up in the same city again.
Yep.
And 2+ years later, here we are. So like, yeah, wrong person, wrong time. He was off to North Canada. And here we are today.
Here we are today.
Worked out.
I mean, my current girlfriend, I actually signed her up to the gym like 3 or 4 years ago.
Ooh.
And then I
really?
Went, yeah. So Nautilus Plus, where I used to work. Shout out.
Full circle moment.
Yeah. So like I signed her mom and her sister up at the gym.
Ooh.
Wow.
And then she came along later with her mother for like a 7-day free trial type of thing. So she'd go work out.
Right.
So that was like the first time I met her. But then I went to go live in Ottawa for like 3 years. And then we just got back into contact when I moved back to Gatineau. So we actually matched on a dating site.
Oh.
Yeah. And I texted her, like, you look mad familiar. And she actually remembered, you're the one who signed me up at the gym.
Damn.
So I was like, okay, she remembers. That means, you know, I'm still in her thoughts.
Can't forget a face like that.
No.
Take that how you will.
So yeah, that's kind of how the conversation started. And here we are today where we are dating.
Okay.
Yeah.
What
full circle moment. How about you, Sirx? You have a very juicy story.
Oh, yeah. I guess you could say that.
Here we go.
I mean, I guess I ask it. I personally believe it. A lot of my friends would say otherwise. I mean, you always hear the whole, if you can't handle me at my worst, you don't deserve me at my best. But, I don't know. It's
know.
Kind
I
of like...
I handle Marcus most times, so it's, you know.
I can tell. I mean, it would love. But no, yeah, I mean... A lot of my friends, maybe it's a difference in high school or mentality, but really, I shouldn't have really asked them for any romantic advice, especially because they haven't even had girlfriends. So it's kind of it's the blind leading the blind, you might say.
Okay.
So I don't know. I think it's quite interesting. It's funny.
It's like a blind sorority. You think that exists?
A blind sorority?
A blind sorority.
I definitely think there are sororities where like it's just all virgins or like where they've never...
I didn't where they just...
Or do you mean like actually blind? Do you mean like actually blind?
Oh god.
Do you mean like actually blind? Is that what you meant?
I was more, I don't know. I don't know where I was going with it.
It's all fraternity.
See, blind leading the blind. This is what
blind. No, it's a community. And a you community. Have a community.
I do.
You do. And was it successful?
Kababayan, stand up! Hey. Yeah, 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 yeah. Shout out, Philsa.
But okay, so blind leading the blind, how did that go with your dating career? Enlighten us.
We're really jumping into the story.
But we will interject and ask questions.
We will interject.
Because the audience will have questions as well.
So you guys really want the full deets? We're going from square one, exactly square one.
How did you meet this
Paint
girl?
The picture.
All right, and I'll just say before we start, if you ever find this, you know exactly who you are.
Can we give her a secret name?
Can we call her like Jessica?
I don't know. You guys can pick the name. You pick the name and I'll see if I can hold it on.
Eggshell.
Sure. Yeah, it's
sure. Bet. Yeah. So, well.
Laying an eggshell. Did you see what I just said? Lay what did, and an eggshell.
What did you say?
Laying an eggshell.
Leg shell?
No, laying an eggshell. Lay an eggshell. Laying an eggshell.
Well, what does eggshell have to do with?
Because we called her eggshell.
But what is Layin?
Lay. His name's Lay.
Yes.
Laying. Okay, she doesn't get it.
Catherine is for caught.
This is what I mean by sometimes she doesn't get it.
Yo, I have a slow brain. Slow brain.
No, even with the coffee?
She has a big head, but
even
it's
with
empty.
The coffee?
The forehead's all for show?
All for show.
Oh, all for show.
All for show, baby. Okay,
like, you knock on there and it's just echoes.
So has its own postal code, baby.
But no one's home.
No one's home.
Postal cord is Narnia. Come on, guys.
I'll be back in 5 minutes.
To never be found.
So, I think it's important to start. So, probably you should open up with the fact that I was the most asocial person in high school. And I think...
No way.
Yes way.
That's unbelievable.
No, definitely. And I attribute this a lot to the fact that I used to box throughout high school. So, after class, instead of socializing, I would just go straight to the gym, you know, get the rounds in, train with the team. And then, you know, I'd go home, do my homework. So I was kind of living like a lone wolf, you could kind of say. So come grade 12 and university's getting up, I'm like, you know, I should really take a break, right? Should really like focus on uni. So I stopped boxing for a bit and then I start socializing. And then I start to realize like, oh, it's actually pretty nice. So then skip forward maybe like 3 weeks and I'm sitting in my grade 12 philosophy class and I'm just sitting there, I'm quiet, I'm reading, and then the teacher decides, hey guys, let's get into groups of three, and there's like 20-ish groups. It was a big class. Oh, I can't remember. Yeah,
like 60 students,
60 people saying to be or not to be, I don't know. And then I'm thrown into this group with two people I don't really know. It's me, this one dude, and eggshell. And I'm like, ooh. How do you talk to strangers? I mean, it's not boxing. I can't just say like, hey, get in the ring. I want to beat you up. But come back on Wednesday. I miss it when you're not there.
Meet me so, outside. Let's spar.
Yeah.
I love you, by the way.
That was his idea of a date.
Yes. Oh, my God. Yes, 100%. So I'm thinking like, okay, I don't really know who these people are. So I'm just going to like be myself. I can't believe this.
There you go.
Wow.
And then
shocker.
We get there. We're all
probably
nervous.
Probably not the best of ideas, but
with strangers, maybe. Don't go back on your word. So then I'm thinking that, you know, humor, right? So I meet them. I'm like, oh, hey, eggshell, I'm Lay. And hey, guy, I'm Lay. And then we start making jokes. And this came around the time that Endgame had come out.
Oh.
And we were talking about Buddhism. And that's about how everything's impermanent, sorry, my pronunciation, and like how everything comes to an end. So I was like, hey guys, Endgame.
Yeah, that's a good conversation.
Open-ended
starter.
Question.
They didn't laugh. But she was like laughing. And I think like in my head, she's like, oh, you're just being kind. And then it comes to an end. And then I'm thinking, damn, they hate me, I think. I mean,
well,
like,
how did you get that impression?
Yeah.
The silence. The silence was deafening.
Like they didn't laugh at your joke?
Oh, 100% they didn't. Well, they laughed at the sort of courtesy. Like
yeah, okay.
Oh, that hurt.
Okay. That does
dead hurt. Silence. And then we go back to our chairs. And I'm like, okay, that's done. I'm going to go home. I'm going to lay down. I'm going to cry. Then I'm going to roll over again and cry again.
Oh.
And then, yeah. And then goes, and that all finishes up. And then fast forward roughly a week later,
okay,
and she just talks to me out of nowhere, and she's like, yo, because we're going into our class, and in high school, there's this system where there's day one and day two, where they have two subjects in the morning, two subjects in the afternoon, and they flip them around each day.
Right.
Oh.
And I'm going to my class, and she stops me, and she's like, hey, don't we have philosophy right now? And I'm thinking in my head, you know, the morning classes, right? You knew they were flipped. But I'm like, no, we don't. And then and she's like, oh, okay.
Maybe she was hoping to have
yeah.
class.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Hey, philosophy.
I mean, if she kind of remembers you specifically in her class, I feel like.
Well, yeah, but in my mind, it's just like it was pure convenience because her locker was right next to the classroom I was going to. Mm-hmm. And
so
I was.
That's where she probably first noticed you.
That's probably. Or maybe the end game joke.
Maybe the
endgame joke.
That guy's freaking weird, man.
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah, this little boxer like kid
endgame?
Talking about
really?
Endgame.
That's how you're going to open up this conversation?
You're not going to ask me my name?
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. And like, it got like really slow. And I don't really know. I mean, in my head, I was like, it's kind of a dumb question. I'm actually not going to lie. But
wow.
Hey, listen.
Eggshell, you should know your schedule.
Eggshell, you're smart. Eggshell, I'm pretty confident you're smarter than me, so I have no idea why you asked me that question.
She was going down to your level.
Yeah, going.
Well,
skill-based matchmaking, guys.
There you go.
So if you guys have like any questions about that, I mean, I don't really know. You have any opinions?
What were your first impressions when you saw her?
God, she's so cute. She's so like, honestly, like, I will admit, I think I was still in my boxing phase, and I don't know if you guys seen Rocky.
Yeah.
Where like, you know, Rocky's hitting the bag, and then like the girls go up to him like, hey Rocky, can we get a photo? And then Mickey comes in with like, women weaken legs. And even my coach, who I'm not going to name just for sake of privacy.
Yeah.
They always implied that, you know, you really shouldn't get a girlfriend just because, like, you're going to waste energy and you don't play boxing. And in my head, I'm like, yeah, I get that.
Boxing
I get that.
Love don't make
women
sense.
Is temporary, but honor is eternal.
It's eternal?
Eternal.
Eternal.
Oh, eternal.
See, don't trust what we hear.
Yeah,
no. If honor is a turtle, then oh my god. Yeah, but I don't know, my first impression, I mean, obviously we only met, so my impression of Eggshell was like wood. Anyways,
crazy. That was crazy.
I would talk to you, I mean, that's what I mean, not the other thing, man. Don't worry about it.
Okay.
Yep.
So what, should we continue the story?
Keep going.
Yeah.
Okay, so pardon me, Kat, you have something?
No, I'm interested. I'm invested. Eggshell, what happens next?
So with Eggshell, and this is the part that I told these guys that I wrote, you know, the whole storyline down. Like it's some like old scroll from like Lord of the Rings. It's like
script.
And then it right? blows off the dust.
So
yeah. And then dust.
Nevermore. So in the morning I had math classes, and there was this one girl who I guess we'll name Eggshell 2.
Oh,
and then
okay.
she
okay. competition.
I guess.
Man, you can look
to
at
be
that.
An egg show.
You can look at it that way. Mm-hmm. And she wasn't like, it was math, by the way. And she wasn't like the most comfortable, but I was kind of good at math, or so I believed.
Okay.
And we were paired up in a group, and we were solving a problem. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, this is what you do. And I would be like, this is what you do it? Yeah, you got this. And we hit a high five. And we were kind of hitting it off. Like, I really just want to be positive because I noticed, like, listen, if you're positive, you can be awkward. But I hope.
Positive.
Yeah, positive. And you can see your intentions. We can skip forward just because there's a little extra. That's not necessarily necessary. But here's the funny thing. Eggshell number 2 was apparently Eggshell number 1's best friend.
Oh.
Okay. No. I will admit this. I was not trying to date her. It was just,
you know, you accidentally but beautifully got on her best friend's good side.
Yeah.
Which means that now you got the pass. You got the best friend's pass.
Now, here's the funny thing.
You can go through Walder's Gate.
Yeah.
The Percy White.
Are you talking about Percy Jackson? No, okay.
I just like to throw in references that I don't really know.
That you don't know where they're from?
But I feel like it makes me look cool, so.
Sure. Nothing can make you look cool, Catherine, but...
It's an attempt.
It's an attempt. Well, A for effort.
Thank you.
A for effort.
Why do people say that? Effort starts with an E.
Because they're giving you a grade A.
Yeah.
Oh.
This is what I'm talking about, people.
My bitch.
Last cause. That's okay.
No, and then, like, after that, like, she started trying to talk to me a lot more, right? Because I guess I got on her best friend's side, and I'm assuming, I don't really know if this is true, but, like, you know, high school, my God, it's like a whole goddamn circuit. Like, word news gets around. It's like the town crier. Hear ye, a new man has fallen into the social system of high school. Trying to be a Lego City reference, I don't really think that's gonna work.
I didn't get that. Yeah, sorry. I didn't get that reference. That
yeah.
Even I didn't get that reference. Sorry.
Old people.
Right.
Oh yeah, just for reference, I mean, like, I'm 19. They're like 21, 22? 22. 22. So I mean,
oh, we're like,
he's a little baby.
Google Gaga.
Oh my God.
I'm joking. And then, like, I remember. I don't remember the exact context of how this happened. But, and this is the part where I start out the story off in the coffee outing. They both know where this is going. This is exactly how I started the whole thing. And then I was hanging out kind of just late after school, and I saw Eggshell 1, Eggshell 2, and what basically becomes, you know, the friend group. I saw it.
How many people are in this friend group?
We're talking like 10. Seven?
Oh, wow. That's a big
friend group. That is a big
friend. That was a click.
So you guys are all going to coffee outings.
Well, he sees, first you're in school, right? And you're just seeing them pass by?
Yeah, because my classrooms were on the same places that her locker was, and her locker was basically the group hangout spot.
Gotcha.
And her locker was the group hangout spot?
Supposedly.
That's an interesting spot.
I feel like lockers are so tight.
Well, no.
This is after school hours. There's no one. There's like no one.
Are you lined up one after the other?
No, the reason I think it was her group hangout is actually because they all shared a locker.
10 people?
I don't know.
How does that work?
Well, I mean, have you ever seen like clowns get in the car and then they just keep going out, keep coming out? I don't know. It's weird. They made it work somehow.
10 people? 10 people sharing a locker?
Hey, listen.
They each get a centimeter of space.
Listen, Marcus, you take me as a guest onto your show. You gotta believe me. You gotta believe me.
But how big are these lockers?
Yeah.
Because 10 people is kind of a lot.
Like... Let's imagine like a wall, right? Like the wall back here. Okay. Like the locker would span the entire wall.
Huh?
It would span like half the wall, but it's also wide.
So this is a freaking wide locker then.
Like imagine like the center, and it's pretty tall. There and there.
That's your locker?
Yeah, to move. Yeah, roughly there.
And then it's as tall as that?
Yeah, well not like half. Halfway.
Okay, but how does your school have lockers like that?
Money.
That's massive.
Money. Rich money.
What school did you go to?
Oh, that's not.
If you, I
don't remember. I went to, let's just say it's a high school that looks like Hogwarts.
Okay.
It was built in a long time ago, ancient. We're talking 100, like in the age of the 100s.
Ooh, jeez.
That's insane.
Okay, that's insane.
Yeah, anyways.
Damn, you went to a cool school.
I went to Hogwarts.
You went to Hogwarts? Went to Hogwarts. Oh, I love that.
Yeah, and so I see their friend group. The cuffs are the bad energy. And then they all disband, and they're talking about something like, oh, they're going to get like a birthday present for one of the mother's birthdays. And I don't really know because I'm like...
And you're hanging out, right?
Well, no, I passed them by, but, you know, they know who I am roughly, I guess, for word of mouth. And then they're like, okay, look, I would love to go, but some of us got to go. So then it goes down to like 7 people. Okay. And then it's like after hours. Mm. So like 3 girls and 2 dudes.
What time are we at now?
Well, we're talking like 3:30 to 4.
Like PM?
After class.
PM.
Okay.
PM.
Okay. So this is after class. Okay.
So they, I don't know why, like 3 girls, 2 dudes, runs into the women's washroom. I'm sitting there in the most...
Three girls and 2 dudes just walk in, just go into the women's bathroom?
Yeah.
Okay.
I
very ambiguous.
Very demure. So I'm sitting there and they go in and I'm like, what in Lord's name is happening? And then Eggshell 1.
Don't add Lord into what's happening into that bathroom.
No context will ever fix what's... I mean, it's tomfoolery probably. And then, so I'm there. Eggshell 1 told me like, oh, do you want to come into the washroom? I was like, whoa, pause. And I was like, I'd rather much stay out here. And thankfully, when I told her that, there was a
sign of relief.
It's not a sign of relief, but like there was a, what do you call it? A reason. It's because I looked behind. I was like looking around. And then I noticed, whoa, the hallways are empty, but there's that one girl in that locker. So if I go in and that girl, from what I remember, she was pretty involved with the student life. So, I mean, that could be death sentence for me in terms of social life. And I don't even have one, but I still want to try having one.
You were to go into a
and then and then she's like, oh, 100%. And then, you know, like when you leave a dude and a girl just alone, just us two, it's like kind of awkward because I don't really know what to talk to her about. I've met you in philosophy and you asked me that weird question so we're kind of just like kicking around and we tried finding some common ground, like, oh, so that was your friends, how'd you meet them? And then it dies down, and then I remember I'm nervous, like, okay, I might be making her really uncomfortable. Do I pop a joke? And before I do it, she's like, Lay, do you like memes? And I'm like, well,
who doesn't
yeah. I love laughing. And I distinctly remember, because I showed Marcus and Kat this in the cafe. It was an old meme. I think it was more Instagram, because I showed.
Pop it up.
Yeah. It was Mario the man versus Mario the idea. So I'm looking at this and I'm like, I've never seen this meme. So I'm reading it.
It is beautiful.
It
was amazing.
Absolute masterpiece.
Yeah.
Absolute masterpiece. Mm-hmm. And I was laughing. And she also laughed alongside it. And I felt like a lot of the tension was eased. And I was like, let's go. Okay. She's not going to rat me to her friend group as a weirdo.
I mean, I don't think she can rat anything to them anymore, because three women and two dudes just walk into the women's bathroom.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Compared to that, you seem very normal in this story. You seem like the normal one so far.
Like, not wanting to go to a parade full of people in the bathroom is a pretty good sign. That's a
pretty reasonable.
Yeah, I mean, they were like a ragabond, like, click, you know? Like, they just had fun, so I just let them be. Okay, sure. And then they exit the washroom, like, as if nothing happened. Mm-hmm. And I'm just staring there with the most, okay face. And then, like, two of them...
The dudes walked out first?
No, they walked out like a gang.
They all walked out together?
Yes. You know, like, in a high school, like, movie where the bully comes in? He's like, let's get him, fellas.
Oh, they were all, like,
jazz hands. This is what I'm going to hope happened into that bathroom, is that they just went to go vape. Or, like, they went to...
Oh, they have 100%. 100%.
And then nothing else that people have dirty minds are thinking. That's all.
In high school? In the wash? Dude, no.
You were in grade 12, no?
Yes, I was.
Yeah, 17. That's still old enough.
I don't know, man. I'm just saying.
Hey, I am thinking that's what happened.
No, I
know. But there are some people out there that may not be the person that clicked.
Let's keep our minds innocent here.
Please.
Okay? Get your mind out of the gutter.
Wash their hands because they're hygienic people.
Yes. No, clean your brains. You need
clean
a cleansing.
Your brains with
Look who's
vape.
Talking.
You need a cleansing.
Yeah, and then
clean your brains with some cherry vape.
Yeah. Yeah.
And then
it's good for you.
Oh my god. Never vape. Oh, let's try your best. So then they exit the washroom, and then some of them have to leave. And apparently the mom's birthday present, the people who were involved with that stayed. So the group was then dropped into a group of four. There was another dude, I've never met him, me. XL1, XL2. And then I'm like, my initial thought was, okay, you guys are doing something. I'm just going to go home. You guys have fun. But then XL1's like, no, please come with us. Like, I want to talk more.
Ooh. Sign number one.
Okay, so just to make this clear.
Oh, no.
You have the girl that's kind of into you, the girl's best friend.
Who gave you the pass.
And a guy and yourself. This is the group.
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
Yeah, something to say.
It's a pretty small group.
Yeah, so I was like,
decently sized.
Now, it's important that I tell you all this. I remember how I said I was asocial? Did not catch a hint in the slightest. So, okay. That's strike one, I guess. Yeah. I just assumed, hey, friends.
That she wanted to hang out?
It seemed to be.
Like, she asked him to stay and, like, say specifically, I want to talk
more. Because you wanted to leave.
Yeah, well, he originally I was like, I don't want to, you know, like, I'm... I'm awkward. I'm an awkward guy. Yeah. So I'm like, I don't know your friends. Well, I know Eggshell too. I don't know the dude, but maybe you guys are friends for different reasons. And maybe little old me, I don't know, I might ruin your dynamic. But I decided to follow her and we started like talking. Like, you know, it was like, wow, like we're just talking. And it was like revving a chainsaw. I was like, it's all getting in. Okay. And we talked a lot. This like, oh, how long have you been in Well, I mean, now you know. I mean, there's only one school that really exists that looks like Hogwarts. Let's be honest here, guys. Or you can actually clip that out, maybe.
I just won't put the picture.
Please. Clip, no, just clip it. I don't know. I'll figure it out.
Yeah.
How many students?
700?
Yeah, so you're chilling.
500?
You're fine.
Nah.
I know, but let's just cut that part up. Just...
Yeah. Don't worry about it.
I want to put personal.
So then, yeah, it's completely fine.
Beep.
Hold up.
I'll put a bleep.
Oh, yeah, yeah, that's perfect. Yeah. That's an amazing blooper, by the way. But so then we talk. It's like, oh, how long have you been going to Hogwarts? Like, oh, I've been here since grade 10. And when I tell you, she gave me the most, nah, you're lying. But I have. Remember how I said I boxed? I was asocial. And then it devolved even more.
I
like,
just didn't socialize.
Guys, I was grinding 24/7. I was doing it.
Making my ancestors happy.
And then we decided to go like shopping and... It was pretty fun because I was kind of hitting it off with her. I'll admit, Eggshell too and other guy were kind of just like, well, they're vibing too. I don't really know their relation. I think sure they're friends. Mm. But, you know, we start vibing. We go into the mall and we start walking around and we're all making jokes. Mm. And then we go to this one restaurant. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, okay, wait. I'm kind of vibing here. I'm not going to lie. And then I've never had Chipotle. Up until that point.
Chipotle.
Okay. Calm. And I don't really know what to get. So I'm just like, I don't know, guys. Help me out. Mm. And then Eggshell 2, and Guy is like, oh, we'll get this. I'm like, okay, calm. And then we sit down. So I sit down in this one chair. Eggshell 1 sits on the one right next to me. Kind of like how Marcus and Kat sit on my side.
Okay.
And I think nothing of it. I'm like, well, it's a friend's, right? And then we're eating, we're joking. And I'm worried that like, okay, listen, I may be like asocial, but I gotta pop something off. I'm gonna make a joke about her name. That could have gone horrifically bad. And
you took a chance.
I took a gamble, guys. A gamble. We're up 100. And then I'm looking at Eggshell 1's name and well, I couldn't tell how to pronounce it because the spelling was weird. Right. At least to me, little old Asian me, I'm like, I don't know, man. It's like a Polish name or something like that, right? It's like you look at it and you're like, you just slam the keyboard.
You don't know what it.
Oh, 100%.
Like you didn't know how to pronounce it.
Oh, 100%. Well, I didn't know how to pronounce it in a way that didn't sound like I was mocking Eggshell 1.
What did it sound like?
A grunt. So this was the joke. Back in high school, Clash Royale was still really, really popular.
Oh, yeah.
And there's a famous soundbite from the game was like, right? And I'm like, we're like bantering around. Like, you don't just butter someone up, right? You don't do compliments. You also like push them back, like, you know, jokingly. Yeah. And she's like, I'm not taking anything from you. And I'm saying, Eggshell 1, I am not taking anything from someone whose last name is a sound effect.
Oh.
And, but in the moment, I was like, no, my voice is dry. I need, guy, you know this game, right? Can you do the sound effect? And we make the joke and thank the gods, everyone laughed. We're talking like the rib clutching, the covering your eyes, lean back. And it was really, really good. And I was like thinking in my head, damn, I'm funny.
It's a little confidence booster right there.
Yeah, 100% confidence booster. And then she decided, I don't know why. I was eating the bowl. I was kind of focused. She slams her phone into my face.
Right.
Oh. And she's like, hey, what do you think of this? So it's Snapchat. Mm-hmm. And it's this girl. I think she was high school age.
Okay.
Leotard. No bra, no other clothing. Just straight leotard.
Okay.
You can see side boob.
Okay.
And she's asking, like, do you think it's hot? I think it might have been a test now that I think about it on reference of Kat and Marcus telling me that's not normal. And
it is really random.
That is a very random picture.
Oh, no, yeah, like, really in front of my Chipotle bowl?
Yeah.
Seriously?
I'm just trying to eat.
Trying to eat, man.
Yeah.
And then, like, thankfully, because I was asocial and I was really, like, I'm not gonna say I'm crazy. I was like, I get why leotards are attractive. I see the figure highlight, but I just don't think you should sexualize yourself for the sake of gratification. I don't think that's a good thing.
Right.
She puts her phone away and she's like, okay, okay. And it's like a small stare. And then I think her friends kept notice because they looked away the moment I said that. In a good way, though.
I mean, oh, you put, right. That was a
I
second
think,
test.
I think. I don't really know.
That was another test, by the way.
It is?
Yeah.
And then, let me go.
Yeah.
And then, this is where it gets absolutely horrific. Because to everyone listening to the talk show, you're about to find out just how asocial and just out of everything I was. So we're all joking and we're having fun. And then she's like, you know, you're a really funny guy. And she hip bumps me. Like just straight up bumps into my hips. And I reciprocated back. Looking back, that is like classic flirting. Like who bumps the hip?
Right.
Okay.
And she laughed while doing it too. Not like the haha, but like the kind of the
playful.
The playful, coy.
Bumping, you know?
Bumping. Yeah,
she wanna get a little bit closer to you.
She did start sitting closer to me. She irks her chair a little bit forward. I didn't really think anything of it. I was just like, it's not really flirting, you're just hitting me. That's like strike two.
In your mind, you're like, get away from me.
Yeah.
So for some people, this may sound like you just know nothing about girls. But for other people, it could just be you trying to play hard to get. Which for some for some women, it could be very attractive.
What an interesting perspective.
Yeah. So like in your mind, you're like, nothing's actually happening. But in her mind, she's probably thinking, oh, he's playing hard to get right now. Like, I like this.
Well, I'm using my boxing knowledge. I'm like, if you punch me, I'm gonna punch you, right? I'm gonna just reciprocate the energy.
This is what was actually happening in his head versus what people were thinking. Expectation versus reality, guys.
I'm not the top myself, but I was kind of like a himbo. I was just kind of dumb, to be honest. I don't think I look hot anymore, but whatever.
I don't think the mentality of hit me, I'll hit you back is like...
An eye for an eye.
I don't think so.
If you deal it out, get ready to take it in.
Wow.
Okay.
Well, keep going.
Wow. Yep.
And then it's like really nice. And then we continue chatting. It's like positive. It's like I can see the plus relationship status bar. It's like, okay, we're being friends. Friends. Emphasis on friends for everything here.
Yeah. Right.
And then, you know, we're going to go. And then we start walking to Byward. And they decided like they want to go bowling. Right?
Ooh. That's a fun activity.
And I'm thinking, nah.
By the way, this is all in one day.
All one day.
In the span of roughly 3 hours.
Wow.
Insane.
Yo, your social battery must have been freaking strong.
I need to punch something, guys.
the boxer in me.
I need to train. And then she decides, like, okay, guys, we gotta use the OC train or the OC. I forgot what it's called, the LRT.
Yeah.
LRT.
The Metro.
The Metro, whatever. And then, you know, I'm like tired. I'm starting to get a little bit fatigued. And I'm like, guys, I might just call it a night. I'm going to be honest. I'm tired.
Yeah.
And then she like goes next to me, like in kind of like a jittery, like, and then she goes on my back. If Kat could turn around, maybe so I can demonstrate what she did exactly. She was like, don't go yet. You know, like, come on, let's have more fun.
Okay.
Okay, so she was like, stay.
She was like playfully banging on his back.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
but in my head, I was like, nah, I'm way too tired. I'm going to be honest. And I did not, looking back, it's like, you can't be this dumb way, can't you? But you were.
You can be.
So she's showing a lot of signs that she just wants to spend more time with you.
Yeah.
Showing all the signs.
Laughing at jokes, physical contact, hip bump. I mean...
The hip bump, though.
The hip bump is the thing that threw me off, because looking back, I should have really noticed that, to be honest.
When did you actually end up realizing that she's into you?
Too late.
Yeah. Way too late.
Well, I mean, this is during one day, but when did you
realize? How long did it take? How long did she pursue you?
Yeah, how long did she pursue you?
Roughly up until the summer, roughly.
So what is that?
A year.
Was
from a ballroom of a year.
Mans took a year to realize. Imagine playing hard to get for a year.
So like, let's list off some of what we...
Clear signs.
What are the signs? So she wanted to spend time with you. Oh, she remembered your schedule.
That's true.
She... for remind me, what are the other signs?
Oh, a lot of physical.
She hip bumped you.
Hip bumped.
She tried doing physical touch.
Yeah.
Tried that.
She also laughed at a lot of my jokes. Even
she did not want you to go.
Yeah. She seemed like she wanted to have fun. Yeah.
So when did you realize? Some very clear,
obvious signs so far.
I mean, it's one of those things where, like, you guys ever see that meme where it's like me in the shower when I realized she was hitting on me?
Yeah.
That. It was kind of like that.
Were you actually in the shower?
Yeah. I can neither confirm nor deny, but yes, I was in the shower.
So you're just thinking a year later, you're like,
damn. I'm like massaging my head, like, oh, this feels nice. Hold up. Oh no. Oh no, 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 no. It clicked.
The sudden feeling of.
It's like it's a Jimmy Neutron brain blast, you might say. But I don't know, like, I want to ask you fellas, because you're definitely actually in a relationship. What are clear signs that people are hitting on you or pursuing you?
If we're asking that question, that actually leads us to our final segment of the show, guys.
Yes.
So, you want to explain it, Catherine?
Yeah. So, basically, it's confusing, like, what are some signs that a person is into you or is pursuing you? So we're just going to play a little game, see from a guy's perspective, and I'll pitch in when I want. Mm-hmm. I'm going to go through a few scenarios and see if you guys think this person is pursuing you or is into you, showing signs that, they want to get to know you a little more.
Okay. Ask us the first question.
I will. All right. So,
let you start, and then I'll go after.
I bet.
Yeah.
She starts comparing hand size with you.
Ooh.
What do you think this is?
Weird.
Weird? I can agree a little bit.
The answer's no, basically.
You don't think she's flirting with you?
Do you want my reasoning? Like,
please.
Well, I mean, as someone who boxed, I mean, although there's some, like, ideas that, like, hand size is correlated to punching power. So...
Okay.
You can, yeah.
She's sizing you up.
It's sizing me up. It's like, listen, I don't think you can punch harder than me. I'm serious. That was actually in my head. Listen, because if you get punched all the time, like physical contact doesn't mean that much to you at that point. Because it's like, you hit me, bad. But really? Dude.
Okay, so she compares hand size with you. Yeah. She wants to square up with you.
Mm-hmm.
Bad.
Okay.
Bad.
What about you, Marcus? Someone decides to go, oh my gosh, this, Marcus, how big's your hand?
How big's your hand? And then we compare. Okay, so I've seen this in way too many movies, and I've also seen it in real life way too often.
Has it happened to you?
Very much. Like, every time.
Oh, okay.
Every time.
Everyone's concerned of your hand size.
I guess so. I don't know. We apparently just start talking about hands at some point. And
who brings it up?
The girl. And then the girl's like, I have a very small hand, right? The girl said that. And then I'm like, well, for a guy, I actually have very small hands too, which is true. I actually do.
Okay.
I actually do. Like, I have a big palm but small fingers, right?
Anyways. Random conversation.
Yeah, I don't know why. It just happens. Okay. So then we start comparing. Okay.
Right.
And that's it.
Okay.
And typically, this is where I take things. I think I just assume things too quickly.
Right.
Because for me, that is like the most obvious sign of flirting is when you want to compare hand sizes.
Okay.
So then in my head, even if it's not necessarily the case, I'm like, she's definitely flirting with me right now.
Okay.
So yeah, for me, that's like 100% a sign, even when it's not.
Very interesting. Yeah. I mean, I can agree with you though, because I remember in high school when I was really little, I'd be like, oh, what's your hand size? And it's like, oh my God, we're so close to holding hands. But honestly.
Oh my God.
You guys need to get past the hand size thing, because that's a little old. I'm not even.
It's a little old now. We got to get into... We're 2025, guys. We got to come up with some new things.
Let's compare feet.
Oh, wood.
Wood?
No.
Yes.
Wait.
Compare wood sizes?
Pause.
No!
Actually, let's not open that can of worms. Let's go into our second sign.
Yeah.
What if you're talking to someone and they start playing with her hair? Lay.
Interesting.
Oh.
Do you think this is a sign of her flirting, or she's into you, or what do you think it is?
So nowadays, it's a sign, but at the same time, people just like to fidget, no?
Yeah.
Like, I mean, I fiddle with my fingers. I sometimes rub my hands through my hair, but I think if a girl played with her hair while talking to me,
right.
Bro, I'm going all in. We're going all in, guys. She's definitely so hitting
confirmation.
On. Yes, I refuse to believe the opposite.
Okay. Interesting.
Very interesting.
Marcus.
So I've had mixed experiences with that.
Oh, no.
Of the hair play.
Yeah, well, I don't know if it's them that doesn't know how to play it off smoothly or if this is actually like what I was seeing. Okay. Basically, they'd play in their hair, but they would look distracted. Like their eyes, so like they're playing with their hair, okay. But their eyes, like they'll be talking to me and like twirling their hair.
They'll be looking on the ground.
Yeah, either the ground or looking elsewhere.
Not you.
Not me.
Okay.
So I'm like, what is she doing? Is she like trying to flirt and like play with her hair, or does she genuinely not want to have this conversation right now?
Right.
You know, so it's like mixed feelings. So for me, I would say it's not a sign, only because every time it's happened, they don't look like they're interested in talking to me.
So fair.
Yeah.
I would agree. Because, like, I don't know. I think it can definitely be, like, a fidget sign, but also just no longer kind of engaged.
For me, eye contact. Eye contact is what tells me.
Oh, 100%. Yeah. Eye contact, if you're looking at the person and you're always, like...
And they also give you those... Engaged. They give you, like, the kiss me eyes. You know?
Oh.
Yeah, they do.
What is that, by the way?
Do you want me to show you? No. Oh!
Please demonstrate with Lay.
You skipped a good part of yourself.
This is what you came here for, guys.
No, they just like normally they're shorter than you, right? Typically.
Right. Okay.
So they'll be looking up at you with like the open eyes, like the very open eyes. You know, looking at you like this, with like their lips starting to like move like slowly, like I don't know. They just like look. They like
twitchy lips.
Twitchy lips.
Twitchy mouth.
Yeah, and it kind of looks like they're looking into your soul, but like in a cute way.
Okay.
And then to me, that's like the most like when they can't take your eyes off your eyes type of thing.
Oh,
right.
Like they won't. Like they're just staring at you, but like in a cute way.
Huh.
Yeah.
Wow.
For me, that
it's like an adrenaline rush.
Yeah, kind of.
And then their lips don't know what to do, so they twitch.
Yeah, and then they just get closer to you.
Ah, twitchy lips.
Twitchy lips.
Twitchy lips.
There you go.
You
the eyes ain't moving, but the lips are. That's
pretty, oh.
Yeah.
Lips don't lie.
Lips
don't
lie.
Shakira.
All right. That's number nice. Three. She.
Oh, God.
She hits you while talking.
She hits us while talking?
Yeah, she'll be like, oh, my God, like, you know?
Square up.
Hit on the shoulder.
100% no. You can square me up.
My mom does that.
You can jump me. I'm going to hit you back.
Lay gets any sign of physical touch. Yeah. She's like, square up. Girl, let's square up.
Okay, no, but
right I'll beat you in the ring at four.
Let's drop the gloves right now.
One me. No, but I think, like, hit, right?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. Specifically hitting.
It can be a platform.
Not punch, like, hit like this.
Yeah, no. Hitting, no. Grappling, yes. Like hugs, not punches.
Oh, grappling, okay. I'm thinking boxing.
Yeah, I'm like, I'm thinking wrestling. Like, I'm gonna body slam into the mat.
I'm like the classic first.
So one, two.
One, two.
Roundhouse kick.
Reach for the legs.
Like, damn, she's into me.
No, I'm like, dude, if you're gonna hit me for flirt, I'm gonna be like, okay, throw it again. This is what I'm gonna do. I'm gonna block, discombobulate, and then I'm gonna dodge your counterattack, hit you with a counter, boom, you're knocked down, I win. That's not flirting. No?
Sounds like very...
It's flirting to you?
No!
Okay.
It's an opportunity to show my technical prowess.
Okay. No, it's your opportunity to assert your dominance.
Yeah. Know your place.
Know your role.
Know your role and shut your mouth.
Damn.
Wow.
WWE.
Hey, hot take. Yeah. You, Marcus...
I forget the question.
She hits you while talking.
Okay. I just be like, why? Why are you hitting
really?
Me? It's like, no joke I've ever said in my life has been that funny to where you need to slap me. I'm sorry, but it's
really
true. Yeah.
Oh. Okay.
I've been a knee slapper before.
Okay. You've gotten that as a response.
I've gotten that as a response.
Okay.
I've gotten that far in my humor.
But
that's about it.
Okay.
Yeah. So like, I'm like, why are you hitting me? Like, nah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That's not the way you want to assert physical contact with me. Is hitting me. No
okay.
Yeah.
hot take, I think it's a sign.
That's something you and my mom would both agree with, because my mom does the same thing.
I see
her do it too. It's the most hilarious thing. Yeah. She'll like be talking to a guy that she finds attractive.
Yeah.
And she'll be like, stop it.
Stop it.
Yeah, that's literally what she would do.
Yamete kudasai. Nah.
I don't know what that meant, but I even found it funny. Okay.
Really? Yeah, because I don't know. If I find someone really funny, mm-hmm. I'll be like, oh my god. Oh, you. You know? Okay. I don't know. It's not necessarily a sign, but it's a good sign. I'm like, I'm engaged.
You're comfortable.
I'm laughing. I'm comfortable too. Okay. Yes.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
That's my take.
Okay.
Interesting.
That's good to know for next time.
But it doesn't mean I want to square up. No.
No.
Okay. She decides to invite you to hang out with her friends.
I don't like that.
Oh, I've never heard this one before.
I've never experienced this one.
I will say this. I actually think it is.
Okay.
Especially if they act the exact same way. Because it means they feel comfortable to have you around their friends, right, and that she doesn't have to switch up her personality. I think that's pretty good. I think it's a sign.
Oh.
I think.
Okay.
That or I'm gonna get jumped. It's one of the two.
Oh, you're gonna get jumped.
This is the boxer mentality, guys.
Lay's always on guard.
He's ready to square up whenever, wherever. Exactly. He's just got boxing gloves in his backpack. Like, just there.
Before we continue, it is every martial artist's wet dream to use their art in the streets. I'm just saying. Everyone.
Wow. I could see that being true. Yeah. I could see that being true.
So even funny. If it's a girl you're into.
Equal rights.
You wanted equality.
It's 2025. Equal rights, equal lefts. Okay.
2025 women, you guys should be able to defend yourselves against me.
Yes.
I'm your lover and your enemy.
This is gonna trigger so many people.
Oh god.
Like, women are just as strong as men. We are equals.
Then okay. Prove it.
Then square up.
Pause. Let's not go down that road, please. No. Marcus, sorry. What do you think? She decides to invite you with her friends.
See, this is where I kind of get into the same headspace as Lay. Not the boxing one, but more more so like, okay, is this an outing where I'm actually going to enjoy myself, or mm-hmm. am I going to stay home? If it's a one-on-one, I'm very comfortable one-on-one. So like, mm-hmm. I'm down for anything.
Right.
For group outings, it really depends what we're doing, because if I'm not vibing in the activity that we're doing, then no thanks, because I can be socially awkward for that. Like, we have to be doing something, like playing pool, bowling, sure, but I can't just go to a bar and talk. I am the least, like, comfortable doing that, going mm-hmm. to a bar and just talking. I can't.
Yeah.
Because I have nothing to talk about. I'm like, I don't want to, no.
The environment's not inviting.
It's really not. But, like, if we're doing an activity, sure.
But do you think it's a sign of flirting? Or do you think it's a sign that she's trying to pursue you?
At the start, maybe. But then again, it, like Leigh said, it depends how they're acting when you're in the group afterwards. Mm. If she like is flirtatious with you when you're like one-on-one, mm-hmm. and then she switches it up completely when you're in the group, where she's more treating you like a friend.
Really?
Yeah.
That's interesting.
If she's treating you like a friend with the group, but then being flirtatious one-on-one, it's like, what, you're afraid to do the same thing, kind of. Not saying, like, go all out and kiss me in front of all of them, but, like, you could flirt with me in front of people,
too. Oh, no, please do.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Please do.
I would beg to differ.
You know what you want, so come and get it.
It doesn't have to be an obvious flirtatious either. Yeah. It could just be where, like, let's say you're with four people or you're with a group of friends and we're all sitting, and then she kind of does what she did to you, where she just, like, does this.
Bumps you.
Yeah. That for me is like, okay, good. She's getting comfortable with me. And it doesn't have to be like where she's like, stop it, Marcus. And, you know, in front of the friend group. No. That means awkward, you know? Yeah. But so it depends again how she treats me with the friend group. Then I'll know if it's a sign.
Right.
But like asking me originally to go.
Yeah.
Depends.
Meh.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Depends what it is. Yeah.
All right. Because it could be either or, I think. Like, either she's into you and she's like, I want to get you in a group setting, see how you're with, because some people are very different alone and with a group setting. And I feel like if you can't, if the person you're interested in can be just a completely different person and you don't really like it in a group setting, I think it's a big turn off. It's a big red flag.
Oh, big time.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
Because listen, I think it tells a lot about a person when you see them in a group setting or like interacting with others. Are they mean? Are they nice? Are they welcoming? You know, like, these are all things I kind of look for. And yeah, how you treat others is really important.
Big time. Yeah. So you can also get the pass from the best friends at the same time.
Yeah.
That's...
I didn't even know.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's one way you could do it.
Yeah.
So yeah, for me, it's like you said, it depends. Because it could be two things. Either she just
dependent.
Yeah. Like it could either be where she just finds you cool as a friend. It's like, yo, like, come join the crew, you know? Like, or it could be, I want to see how you are with my friends and get a pass from them.
Yeah.
And then go. So that's why for me, it's like, it depends how she is when I'm there.
Right.
With the group.
Okay. Definitely depends.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. The original.
And the last sign that we'll talk about.
Yeah.
Okay. I saw this online, so I don't really know. Head tilting.
Ooh.
Like, we're talking and then she goes, you know, she so tilts again, her head a little bit.
It's the eye contact.
Eye contact.
Yeah, but you go. Yeah, you go. You go.
Well, what do you see at that?
Oh, so head tilts. I mean.
Yeah, like a little.
She wants to spar with me.
You want to fight? Nah. I mean, like a head tilt by itself, like nothing extra, like no smile, no laugh.
It could be a lean. It could be like a, you know.
Yeah.
Oh, because I thought more like a. Because if it's that, then pin me to the wall, please. Oh, my God. Because I think that is, I'm just leaving it out. I think it's one of the hottest things someone can do.
A head tilt.
With a laugh and a smile.
Okay.
Oh.
Unless, well, it depends on the eyebrows. Because if you're going like, right? Then, I mean, that's pretty bad. But like,
you say something, she's like, huh?
No, but I think it just looks nice. It looks it adds flavor. Yeah, because it's like you can give a smile or a laugh, but if you like incorporate the body into it, it's just like, oh, it feels more consistent.
Yeah,
energy.
I get that.
It's cutesy. Like,
yeah,
I totally would miss it as a sign, though. I will say.
Yeah, it's like MSG and some fireworks. It just it adds the punch.
Oh, 100%. Yeah.
Hey, you, Marcus.
Yeah, I like that. Yeah, for me, it's it'll definitely entice me to like want to get closer, like not lean in, but like take a step forward.
Okay.
Towards them.
Yeah.
So I could definitely see it as a sign, especially if like they're head tilting and keeping their eyes on me, and like they look genuinely like interested in what I'm saying, and they do the head tilt.
Yeah.
Then yeah, for sure, like wants me to kind of get closer.
Okay. Yeah. Interesting.
What about you?
I'm so indifferent. I don't even know. Like, it's either, like, yeah.
This is your
like,
question. Super...
Yeah, but to be honest, I was just like, I don't really, I don't know. But like, yeah, she could either be really confused of what you said, which is a bad thing. Or, you know, maybe she is interested in you. Or maybe she's tilting her head. She's like, oh, this dreamy person. Oh my goodness.
She could have also just dozed off, but is like,
she could be sleeping. She could be tired.
Yes.
I don't know. It's such a minuscule detail, but I feel like.
I think it's the angle in which you tilted your head that dictates.
Oh, how far did she like, tilt her head?
If you're like 90 degrees, right? Then I'm like, are you tired? Are you sleepy?
Right.
But if it's like a small 45 degrees,
right?
It's like a little
interested.
Then I'm like, okay, now she's awake. She's interested.
Okay.
Yeah. You know why?
And if it's a little like 25 degrees, 30 degrees.
What if it's like a 180?
She's dead.
You're dead.
She's
not.
You're
actually dead.
You're done. You're cooked.
Okay. So anything past 45 degrees, not interested.
Yeah.
Yeah.
For me. Yeah.
Okay.
You know why? It's because anything under 90 would be acute angle.
It's cute.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah. Sorry.
Oh God.
All right, guys. I think that's where we're gonna end the episode.
Yes.
So thank you very much for watching episode 6 of the Talk Stop Show. Please, if you want, we could tag you in.
Point out your socials.
We'll see it about it. I like to be nonchalant.
TBD.
If it's in there, go follow him. He's a very cool dude.
We'll be linked on the screen down below.
We'll put it up there. You can follow me at marcus.savard on Instagram.
Me, it's Soy Sakura with two U's.
Yeah, yeah. And you could also go follow the Talk Stop Show on Instagram, on YouTube, and on Spotify. Go hit those buttons right now. And again, it's been your boy, Marcus.
Your girl, Kat.
And your guest, Lay.
Yeah, and we'll see you guys in the next episode.
Bye-bye!